Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need to make that 1 million enslaved mind at a time. And what we want you to do, because this is digital, please share this with as many people as possible, particularly people who need to hear this. With the advent of 15-minute cities going in around the country, CBDC on its way with one-fifth of the final product completed, we have really limited time to wake up people and become a force to stop this communist takeover that's engulfed our nation. So please help me with this. Hey, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. And let me just say this to you straightforwardly, as honestly as I can. The banks are failing. We have 4,200 on a watch list. We know that when they reach critical mass, they are going to take what you have in the bank. You say, can they do that? Oh, yeah. The Dodd-Frank law of 2010 said that when you put your money in the bank, you are now declared to be an unsecured creditor, and the bank owns your assets. You say, you've got to be kidding me. No, I'm very, very serious. You can look it up, Dodd-Frank 2010. And what they'll do is they'll use your funds to soften and cushion the fall from grace that they're going to experience. And you will have your 1929 lose everything moment. So retirement's the hardest thing to replace, particularly if you're over 40. So what we want you to do right now is let me send you a free information packet from Noble Gold that'll describe precisely what it is that you have to do. And just generally, what you have to do is take your retirement out of the clutches of the bank, put it under your control with the help of Noble Gold, and then back it with gold. Now, consider this. The banks and the Federal Reserve have denigrated our currency by 85% since the 80s. Gold has held its value for 6,000 years. Isn't this an easy choice to make? You own your retirement. It's backed by gold. They can't touch it. They can do similar things to your bank account. That's contained in what I want to send you, which is the information packet. You can get it by going to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, the FTC requires me to issue the following warning. Investments carry a risk, and there are no guarantees. We all recognize that. But I'll tell you what, who carries the bigger risk for your money? Is it the bank, or is it what I'm telling you to do? Would you bet on gold, or would you bet on your bank? And that's really the choice you're going to make. By the way, I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 6 years, and I've been a customer, yes, a happy paying customer for 5 years. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Or you can simply call them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I'm putting this ad up front, and I'll tell you why. You have limited time. And I mentioned this at the top, limited time to get this done. All right, we're going to be talking to Sam Arnold in just about a minute. And Sam is our Latin American expert, and he has identified, you're going to hear us talk about this, I'm sure, Abbott entered into an agreement with the four northern governors of Mexico a couple of years ago. We've seen the documents. And Abbott basically wants to form a new country, Texas, and those four northern states. It's an extension of La Raza, Reconquista de Ocalan, and you can look that up at thecommonsenseshow.com. I have covered that ad nauseum. And then we're going to talk about what's going on in South America that needs to concern all of the United States, particularly Robert F. Kennedy, whose life is in dire danger. He knows it. That's why he keeps renewing his request for Secret Service protection. But just like Christopher Stevens, the ambassador who was murdered at Benghazi, Hillary Clinton denied his increase for protection that he requested multiple times. We're seeing the same thing here. Well, a lot of this is going on in Latin America, and we're going to tell you all about it right here on The Common Sense Show. Welcome. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody, and we have a terrific and important interview coming up with Pastor Sam Arnold from Mexico. And if you followed us for any length of time, you know that Sam has been involved in being a source of information for the Common Sense Show and other areas as well, too. And he has pointed us in a lot of different directions that has helped us understand what's happening in Latin America. But now we're seeing a convergence of information. I mean, I'm going to have to tie this together in a different broadcast, but I'm telling you right now, what Sam's going to be discussing with us today in part goes back to Maui. It's part of the jigsaw puzzle, and it all fits together. But we're going to focus just on Sam's part, and then later I'm going to have to pull all this together from different sources. I'll just say this. Activity in Maui, it was a planned operation. There's no question it was false flag. We know how they did it, but here's what's shocking to you. They want us to know. They want to upset the people. And yesterday, you may have seen the videos. Obama's trying to address a big crowd in Michigan, a Democratic gathering, and the crowd wouldn't shut up. And what were they shouting? F Joe Biden. F Joe Biden. And Obama couldn't quiet him down. They want to piss us off. They want to force a revolution before World War III. They crush. What we're going to talk about with Sam will be a portion of this plot. And I'll tie it together at a later time. But right now, even if this wasn't part of the plot, what Sam is going to bring us is just stunning information. It relates to possible assassinations in this country, the breakup of the United States. There's so much meat here. It's just incredible. I'll just say this before I turn it over to Sam. The globalists have made their move. They've cast their die. Their operation to take over and destroy this country is well underway. They want world governance. They want World War III. And this, we're going to give you one piece of the picture here today. What was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. And biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. Sam, welcome to the show. And I just want to say I really appreciate through the years what you have brought to our show. I remember when I first talked to you and we did an interview on humanitarianism going on with the people of Mexico that needed it. And I said, there's more to this guy than meets the eye. And boy, was I ever right. I don't know how you are so knowledgeable about Latin America. I don't think I'm supposed to know, but I do appreciate the contribution you've made. And this will be no different. Can we start with what's going on with Ecuador, because it has a message for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes, and I'm just researching this on my computer screen as we're talking, because as we record on Saturday, August 19th, there has been an assassination attempt today after the assassination attempt of Francisco Villavicencio, the presidential candidate who was going to continue the center-right direction of Ecuador, the law and order direction of Ecuador that President Trump established with Lenin Moreno, the former president of Ecuador. So he was flatly murdered, shot in the head. You can see the footage on Al Jazeera of pieces of fly off.
What about Briones? I'm probably mispronouncing his name. B-R-I-O-N-E-S.
It's Villavicencio.
Okay. And they say it. The media is referring to him as Briones.
Okay, I don't know why they're saying that. His name is Francisco Villavicencio.
Okay, all right. So it's one and the same. Okay, I got it.
He was actually, now this is 10 days ago, he was murdered, shot in the back of the head. I really wish that in our nations that believe in representative government, that people would be a little bit more careful. You don't know how many meetings I've been to with congressmen and senators where there's not even a guard standing out front, or there's one security guard with an ancient gun on his hip, you know, a rent-a-cop standing.
Oh boy, here we go again. Sam is being interfered with, and let me look at our time here. We're 4 minutes, 30 seconds into the interview, and I'm not sure we're going to get this in. We may have to divide this into separate parts. I'm probably being recorded here. Sam, are you back with us?
Has moved.
Sam, we're good. I've got you now. Ladies and gentlemen, I interviewed Paul Preston yesterday, and we were in a critical discussion about the techniques used for the false flag in Maui and how it related to paradise. Boom, he's gone. I stayed live. He was able to log back in, and we continued. But every time we talk about these kinds of events, we're now being interfered with. Sam, are you still good to go?
I'm here. And
okay, what you were saying, well, you described the assassination, where he was shot, and the implications. So go ahead and just pick it up from the assassination.
I'm very concerned for representative government in the rest of the Americas. And of course, I'm talking about it's in Mexico. Mexico is ramping up for a huge 2024 election. The people of Mexico just took their government back in this 6-year presidential cycle. And now there is a huge attack to install a puppet president here. Also very successful in Argentina. I really do not trust Milei. And he got the most votes in the primary, which means that he beat the Kirchneristas, right? Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's party. And he beat the Macronistas. And Macron was a very good conservative president, a billionaire, a friend of Donald Trump. The two of them work very closely together, which is the reason that the Argentine peso is not totally dead, is because Trump supported Argentina as a partner and friend. But now there's this dark horse who's come in, as both of those parties are kind of a little worn out. People are fed up with Kirchnerism. They've been in charge, turned the nation back to communism, back to China. And then Macron's candidate is there, and they were like 27, 28%, and then 30% by Milei. But Milei is part of this new super hard right movement that's moving through all the Americas. And I really want that to be the center of our show, because this ties into Hawaii. It ties into Texas. Listen, if you're not following Michael Yon Jungle on Twitter X, if you're not following Ann Vandersteel, they are right on the border. And they got so much going on that they haven't been able to even come over and meet me for a margarita, which I've really wanted to do so that I can kind of give them some download information. But they are absolutely pulling the cover off of this massive transnational invasion.
Yeah,
they're in the bases. And so we're going to go to how the hard right movement is involved in that. Governor Abbott is guilty as sin. Now, we've called him out on this show, and I was still giving him mulligans, Dave, when you were telling me he's a globalist, he's no good, he'll never pan out. I was still calling his office for a while, trying to get him to do what's right. In the end, you were proved to be 100% correct, that he is eyeballs deep in globalism, the World Economic Forum, and he's one of the key players in this super hard right law and order philosophy that's rampaging through the Americas. And another one of the key players with that, and listen, every one of these people is a turncoat. They're all Benedict Arnolds, and a lot of them are under CIA mind control.
That's true.
You know, Cuban congressmen we have in the U.S. Congress? 10. And I just got a few of them.
I'm laughing, Sam, because, Sam, that's the number I said yesterday when I was on an interview with Scotty Sachs. I said, we might be able to trust 10 people in Congress. Yeah, and you're right. You're right.
There's mind control going on. The ones that are shaking the saber the hardest, that I believe that their parents were involved in Manchurian candidatism when they were born. I don't believe, and I've met Ted Cruz and I've met his preacher daddy. And this is one of the main things that I do, okay, is go to revivals and see if it's for real or if it's a cunningly crafted hoax, a cunningly crafted fable. And sadly, through my life, I've found more of the false than the real. And I do not trust Rafi Cruz. I went to his 80th birthday party. I've got a great selfie of myself with Heidi Cruz, who, you know, she's a Barbie doll. She's beautiful and very smart. She shows signs of being a Manchurian candidate. Now, do remember that I wrote the book on this with video teachings. You can go right to gospelgunslingers.com, and there are the Holly Baglio interviews where we talk about modern Manchurian candidates, mm-hmm. and that this phenomenon is in the Bible. So if your interest is piqued, just go up there and take a look at that. It's 10 hours of interviews with satanic ritual abuse, Manchurian candidate, monarch mind control survivor. So when I tell you that I don't trust Ted Cruz or his wife, and I like him, I don't trust Bob Menendez. I don't trust Marco Rubio. And we need to remember the very deep homosexual past
yes.
of Marco. We cannot forget that because this is a hallmark of monarch mind control. And then the lady newscaster, Maria Elvira Salazar, also a child of Cuban immigrants early on in the revolution. She's, I think, 61 years old today, and a tremendous career as a conservative and as a newscaster. But when the chips are down, I'm going to tell you that I believe, from my experience as the guy who founded this doctrine and did the baseline teaching on it, that all four of these people are Manchurian candidates. And then we got more obvious ones, you know, people like, who's the guy with the eye patch that lost his eye in the sandbox wars, the Navy SEAL? Obviously, the 2018 election, we put so many Manchurian candidates in Congress that we may never recover from that. And a lot of them are not in the Democrat Party. A lot of them are Republicans. So here, as we move into 2024, the rhino influence against Donald Trump is super strong. And this is at the same time that there's not only successful legal battles against Latin American presidents, but also successful assassinations. It's a problem.
Yeah, I believe the murder of the Ecuadorian president is linked to Robert F. Kennedy, and I'll tell you why. As soon as this happened, he again said publicly, I'm being denied protection by the Secret Service. It's intentional. I qualify by my polling numbers. And he renewed his claim again to exercise his right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no different than what Hillary Clinton did to Ambassador Stevens before he was murdered. He requested not once, not twice, not three, but four times to have a platoon of Marines protect him because he was a marked man. Part of it, he was into organized crime, you know, and the U.S. government was sponsoring it through the State Department, his embassy. Yeah, they were running kids and drugs and so forth. The reason he had to be killed is because it was brought out as a possibility in the 2012 presidential campaign with Obama running against Mitt Romney and Joe Biden, obviously, was the vice president. They wanted to get Stevens out of the way. So Hillary Clinton set him up to be murdered, and he could only have four, I don't know what you call them, four defense agents protecting him, which is what he was killed with. So, Sam, it's the same thing with RFK. I believe the message from Ecuador is identical to what happened to Stevens. I don't know what you think about that. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too far, but I want to say, as it is above, so it is below. Listen to this, Sam. The FBI is investigating this assassination in Ecuador. FBI. They have no jurisdiction. They have no reason to be there, except they're all working for the same purpose.
Very recently, Timothy Alberino was reporting on the alien abductions or whatever you want to call it.
I had Tim on my show talk about that. Yep.
And I've met Tim, and he's an extremely credible and knowledgeable. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Highly intelligent person. I think he's got a good bit of angel blood himself. Tim said that there are significant joint military operations in Peru, including the Space Force. And Peru is right there neighbors with Ecuador and Colombia. A lot of the Amazon jungle goes into all three of those nations, and then all three of them share the Pacific coast. And Colombia also has an Atlantic coast there on the Caribbean Sea. Right. So he was deep. How there are ongoing military drills that appear to be active operations, and that it includes the Space Force. Now, we've always had a little bit of joint drills with many of those nations, and we've always had a pretty much ongoing military presence in Colombia, which, because of their new leftist president, Gustavo Petro, that military presence is having to look for new homes. But it's very important to remember that China wants Ecuador and Peru bad. Those two states are clinging by their toenails to a real representative government. And that's why it's there that we see the assassination. Chile, communist. Argentina, communist. Colombia, communist. Brazil, communist. They have taken the presidencies of all those nations, mostly through stolen elections, but the people didn't rise up in a broad-based open rebellion. They don't have the guns that we have in America, and the militaries did not make an open resistance of those takeovers. And so all those nations, and Bolivia too, they're already gone. They're already communist. This is why it's kind of a joke that in Argentina they're going to have another election. They flatly stole the last one.
Yes.
If anybody's Trump trial, Trump was indicted along with Rudy Giuliani and a number of his lawyers, including Sidney Powell. And Sidney Powell was the one who came out and flatly said the Argentine election was stolen with Dominion machines out of Venezuela and Bolivia. Boom. She said it. And now, because she wouldn't keep her mouth shut about what the globalists and Chinese are obviously doing, now she's indicted. Well, Sidney Powell may want to come hang out with me in Mexico.
That's absolutely amazing.
I hope
well,
Trump
they're indicting people for tweets that said the election was stolen. So much for free speech.
It's ridiculous.
And most of it
and
too. Sam, I don't know if you're getting this in Mexico, but the majority of the claims against Trump were based on statements he made outside Fulton County. They have no jurisdiction. What he says in California could be used as defamation in a civil trial, but not a criminal trial. So what they're trying to do, Sam, they know they're not going to get convictions on appeal. Okay. They know they can get rigged juries locally and get a conviction, but they're not going to get it on appeal. The problem is the appeal won't happen and the overturn won't happen until after the election. That's the whole goal.
I would actually controvert that point, because in nation after nation, we're seeing the infection is actually the worst in the judiciary. There's a move right now to unseat Supreme Court justices in Mexico because they're resisting President AMLO on the reformation of the power grid, on the reformation of Pemex, and on the reformation of the electoral authority. They have biometric thumbprint voter ID in Mexico, and still there's rampant cheating because the whole bureau is full of cheats. And so the Supreme Court is what's resisted that. Same thing happened in Brazil. They have a Supreme Electoral Court, which is partly intermeshed with their Supreme Court. And so both of those are corrupt. The people outside of the military bases were begging President Bolsonaro and the Brazilian military before the sham election, save us from the tyranny of the Supreme Court and the Supreme Electoral Court. Of course, that didn't happen. But it is starting to happen in Mexico, as they published all the benefits and the vast pay, far more than the president of the republic receives. These justices are receiving armored Suburbans, paid for teams, 11,000 pesos monthly just for gasoline, and the bennies go on and on and on. And I've got them all printed. It's mind-boggling the money that these people make, aside from their bribes on the side. And so in Mexico, they're actually pushing out some of that judicial tyranny. It hasn't all been pushed out, but this is what we've seen in Brazil. It's what we've seen in Mexico. In Argentina, the same thing. The courts have been unable all this time, 4 years of Macri, have been unable to put Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner behind bars. And right now, her candidate is right in the running, neck and neck with the dark horse and the Macronista candidate. The only hope for Argentina is for the Macron candidate to win. But I don't see how that's possible when the judiciary is so corrupt, and when the whole voting apparatus is completely government controlled, globalist controlled. So I think that if President Trump even gets a speeding ticket, that's a serious danger for him, just like it is for you and me. I mean, that cop is ready to kill you just standing at your door, at your car door. This is another reason that I'm not even in the United States, because I have had so many hair's breadth lethal force encounters that were this close to deadly force that have happened to me in the United States. And so any accusation against Trump is a very serious threat. And I really wish that he himself will come to Mexico, run his campaigns, right from the border wall that he himself built. Last point on that, the United States did that in 1910 when there was an outsider candidate who said the system was rigged in a fair election. He would win. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman from the north of the country. And they locked him up. They threw him in jail. He escaped from prison, fled across the Rio Grande, hid out in El Paso, Texas in 1910. This is the famous Mexican hero, Francisco I. Madero, who then returned to Mexico with Pancho Villa on eight horses. Only eight horses. They came back in. They retook their nation. And it's time for Mexico to return that favor for the USA and hide out our people's presidential candidate out of the breach of the long arm of the American law until we can vote him back in.
Okay, I couldn't agree with you more, but isn't it interesting that the very things you're describing in South and Central America are present in our politics right now, minus the assassinations, which I believe are coming. I believe if Trump can't be sidelined, they'll kill him. And I believe JFK is under imminent threat. I mean, RFK is under imminent threat.
And further than that, congressmen, senators, mayors, local judges, and none of them are safe. When President Fujimori in Peru, and this is 40 years ago, when he finally sent the army in to destroy the communist insurrectionist villages and to use his military against the domestic enemies that were foreign backed, they had had over 200 assassinations. Now, same thing happened in Vietnam. There's a great speech on it if you watch John Wayne's The Green Berets. That up, and it tells about advisors were going into Vietnam because every school teacher, to the school teachers, had been murdered in the nation of Vietnam.
That's true.
We're talking our presidential candidate. We're talking at every level, state level, to the teacher of the school.
Okay. You broke up just a little bit here, but I think we got the message there. I do know that soldiers in Vietnam told me that when they came to liberate a village that had been taken over by the VC, the first people they would kill would be the teachers, the second people would be the politicians. Yeah, that's because they want to do a cultural overthrow. You know, my pastor said this in church the other day, Sam, in fact, last Sunday. He said, Satan is centering his activities and his attacks on our school children. And he's right. Drag queen, CRT, sexual information, totally inappropriate for the age group they're presenting it to. He's absolutely right. And it's a cultural revolution. It's like we're looking at a Maoist cultural revolution on a global level now.
I had a friend who fought in Vietnam, and do remember that I'm going to be very critical of the far right in this interview. But here's what my friend told me about the violence that he saw, that he had a problem in firefights pulling the trigger until he went into a village one day that they thought that they'd won some hearts and minds. And there was the village chief. They had raped his daughter in front of him and then murdered her. And the chief himself, they cut open, pulled his bowels out, and threw him into a pig pen so that the pigs would devour his bowels while he was still alive. And when my friend went in and saw the aftermath of that in the village, he shook his head and he said, I had no problem pulling the trigger after that. And this is where the average American is still got their head in the sand about what we're facing and that it will come to American soil. This is what we're seeing on Maui is the beginning of cities burning. And there will be many more. Every Democrat city will be cordoned off and burned. The plan is to burn it to build back better.
Yeah. Well, the Maui thing on the surface, and they want us to know what they did. Trust me, they've been too sloppy. The Maui residents know this, Sam. I looked at stuff I sent this morning. Maui citizens are making signs, tourists keep out, developers stay away. They know exactly why this happened and what happened. People say, oh, Dave, you're such a conspiracy theorist. I go, oh, no, 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 no. The people of Lahaina make me look like I'm conservative in this area. So, yeah, you're right. But this is, you know, here's what they're going to do. The day that Maui burned, an island off the coast of Spain that's a tourist area did the same thing. This is not isolated. This is going to spread. These people are going to destroy high-value targets with directed energy weapons, and they're going to claim it's climate change so they can lock us down in 15-minute cities. And Sam, I want to talk to you about that aspect in a minute. So let me start off by just saying this. In Arizona, Tucson secretly passed legislation to become a 15-minute city. They did it back in March. The article you can't get by going to their government website if you do normal searching. But if you go to a search engine, it'll take you to their government website in Tucson where you can find it. So they're trying to obscure it. In Scottsdale, they are implementing part of this with regards to traffic flow, car prevention from certain areas. So they're. But here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it over to you for South America analysis. Arizona has something that's going to be presented to the voters in the 2024 election. It's called Prop 400. On the surface, all it appears to be is a highway in South Phoenix coming out of the rural areas west of Phoenix, where Bill Gates is going to build his smart city, and it goes into downtown. But only 40% of the money for Prop 400 is going to that project. Where's the other 60% going? And they just put this in after they voted to put it on the bill for the people to vote on. Here's what they put in. Arizona will be the first 15-minute smart city concept. Every city in the state will be mandated to be a 15-minute city where you can only travel 15 minutes away from your home or face a $90 fine for each violation. Sam, are you seeing anything like this in South America? Because this is ready to sweep America.
Okay, you asked an awful lot of questions there. Yes, I am seeing that.
Okay.
You know, the governors are in charge. They put up all the surveillance. They actually campaign on this. Oh, we have all the surveillance to keep the city safe. And now, for example, in Tamaulipas on the Gulf Coast, the new government, AMLO's party, is largely in charge. They still are not completely in charge, but they have taken over some of those cameras and such. But also in Chihuahua Capital, where I lived for 4 years, all the new posts, there was one right down the street from my house where they could look right at my house from 150 yards away. And so these are very sophisticated surveillance systems. And any time that we see this hard right, which it all comes actually out of Spain from the Vox party, and they have an international document that a lot of people in the Americas are signing, and it's Carta Madrid Charter. And you can look that up. It's right on Vox.com. This Madrid Charter, and the document is very simple. It just says there's a threat of communism, and we are going to fight it anywhere we can. But this is a very serious threat. You know who signed that? Let me come back to that. The islands that you were talking about are Spanish islands. They're the Canary Islands, and they're actually off of the coast of Africa. They're off of Casablanca. They're in the Atlantic, and one of them is Tenerife that's got the big volcano. I think that's the largest of the islands, and I believe that's where the fires occurred. So just like in the U.S., out in Lake Superior is an island called Isle Royale, and there's no cars allowed. It's all horse-drawn travel, and nobody's really there in the winter, but they have the dog sled around. So These cities on the continents, the surveillance system is meant to enslave us. The rebuilding and building back better on these islands like the Canary Islands and like on Maui is for the ultra wealthy to create their mountain strong, their island volcano bases. I mean, it's out of Dr. Evil, but it's really happening, Dave. These people think that when they collapse the world and thrust the world into war, that they will be safest on remote islands that it's very hard to get to, and that will be the most defensible place, like better than an underground missile silo in Nebraska or Montana. And they're probably right. So that's why I think we're seeing these places, these remote islands, burned down first.
Well, I don't think Maui fits that, and I'll tell you why. Maui is the home of the Space Force, directed energy weapons, the highest level computer technology that's applied to military defense. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. There are 11 separate ones that Jamie Walden came on my show and talked about. So I do agree with you, though. Islands will be safest for these people. Unless nuclear weapons explode the ocean, they have a tsunami. I mean, that could be an issue for them. But I do agree. These people are looking for alternative locations. And I don't rule out Elon Musk in space either. I really don't rule that out.
Join in the resistance. I have a really interesting video on my YouTube. It's called "Does Elon Musk Have Angel Blood?" Take a look if you're interested. Okay. It's part of our Nephilim,
yeah. Is it good angel blood or is it fallen angel blood?
Well, all people with angel blood, the blood is from fallen angels, but they have the opportunity to join the resistance. And this is actually where I've commented
on. By being baptized and following Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
Well, just like all of David's mighty men that were Philistines, they were Goliath's friends. A lot of them were highly Nephilic, including Uriah the Hittite. A lot of them had a lot of angel blood, and they were accepted in Israel. We have the example of the Gibeonites that were slated for extermination because of their angel blood. And Joshua made an alliance with them. And that has its counterpart today. And so hopefully, and the call is out there for those that, whether they know or whether they're not sure, that they have some angel blood, that they need to come and offer their sword to the Lord's service, just like David's mighty men, and there's a place for that.
I agree. To join Jesus in that particular force is a decision. It's not a birthright. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Funny, that's actually the name of Tim Alvarino's book.
Yeah, I used that intentionally. You're right. I used that intentionally.
He is very dismissive of the fact that in these space invaders or whatever they are in Peru that he's been reporting on, he discounts that the Nephilim is part of the equation. And I think that he's not only wrong there. Now, I like Tim and I've met him. I think he's got a good bit of angel blood himself. So maybe he ought to look at it from a different perspective.
And, well, Sam, hold on. He's a Genesis 6 guy. I've interviewed Tim enough to know that, yeah.
Big ones, and this is where I entered in and said, look, Genesis 6:4 said there were giants on the earth in those days, and also after that. And so when we get to the Canaanites, when we get to the nations that were in the promised land that had angel blood, that was way after the flood. But, you know, a lot of people that study this, they get caught up in the book of Enoch, and that's extra biblical, it's apocryphal, it is dubious. And I absolutely don't believe it. And so a lot of times people wind up barking up the wrong tree because they take as gospel the book of Enoch, and they're like, okay, this was one event. And it also affects their view of God's government, that there were these 200 watchers. And none of that's in the Bible. What is in the Bible is that the Nephilim equation would be a recurring theme, and especially in the end. We see monsters of Revelation. Where did they come from? Okay, some of them have been locked away, but others we have to examine the possibility that we're dealing with demon spawn, we're dealing with angel blood, the blood of fallen angels. And even in Daniel's vision of the great idol, the feet of clay, it says they will mingle themselves with the seed of men.
That's true.
And this is what happens. So we're talking about Revelation coming down. Nephilic beings is an indispensable part of that, and we need to understand what the Bible really says, which is why I've taught so many hours on that.
Well, the Bible provides the baseline for understanding about what's going on. There's no question. This is why we've done shows on this. I'd like to take a minute and have you address Abbott. This is what we've done before, but it fits really what's going on today. Abbott and then the four governors of the northern states of Mexico and their attempt Abbott's attempt to, shall we say, decentralize America and break America up.
Yes. Okay. This is the far right out of the Vox Party. It's kind of the Hydra and the CIA and the Bush family, which Abbott is a part of, is another head of the Hydra. But I actually want to take that in a direction that may be a little unexpected, and that is the Pence family is part of this Hydra. Now, just to get right to the point, Greg Abbott is hiding out the ex-governor of Tamaulipas State in the north of Mexico, Francisco Javier Garcia Cabeza de Vaca. This is the most criminal in all of Mexico. There's a warrant out for his arrest.
Mm-hmm.
He's an illegal immigrant. How did he get into the U.S.? You know, there's two stories. One is that he was born in the USA, in which case he's not qualified to be a governor in Mexico. The other is that he's a Mexican, in which case he's an illegal immigrant living under Abbott's nose in Texas. And they're good friends because they got together in Westlake on the Texas border to sign a document for governors of the four states in Mexico that border Texas made a deal with Greg Abbott, and they signed this deal. This is just 6 weeks before Cabeza de Vaca left the governorship, and this was supposed to be a cooperation agreement on anti-narcotic and anti-immigrant movement. They were supposed to do their part on each side of the border to prevent all this unauthorized migration and trafficking. Of course, none of that happened because the whole thing was a shill. It was signed as an undercover declaration of independence that these northern states want to join with Texas and have basically a Vox Party, ultra-derecha, ultra-hard-right government that says they're going to be tough on crime. This is Bush. You know, Bush said he was going to be tough on crime and tough on terror. What does he do? The huge false flag of 9/11 and makes the U.S. a police state. And now we have a whole generation of voters that doesn't remember America before 9/11. They just weren't there for that. They have no memory of freedom. All they know is the police state that exists now. So those states are Sonora, Coahuila, Chihuahua. Not Sonora. Coahuila, Chihuahua, Nuevo León, and Tamaulipas. And the same governors that signed that are still in charge in those three western states. Only Tamaulipas has changed over to President AMLO's party. So those governors have openly opposed the central government of Mexico. They want to create a buffer nation between the USA and Mexico that will be partly from these Mexican states and partly from Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California. This is the plan. What if Los Angeles burns next? They're going to have some rough weather here coming up. If Los Angeles burns down and it's built back better, it's going to be prime for an exodus from the Union. And they would like to join with some states in Mexico. Their problem is AMLO's government controls California, North
Carolina. I want to interject this. Yesterday, I interviewed Paul Preston, and he talked about there's a resurgence of Reconquista de Atzalan, which is a move by groups like La Raza, Mecha, so forth, to take the territories taken by the United States in the War of 1812 and then the Gadsden Purchase and basically make them into an independent state where they leave the United States and part of Mexico is involved in that. He believes Abbott and these four governors are part of this plot. What do you think?
Okay, they are, and there are even Latino organizations getting pulled into this.
Yes.
And I'm concerned. I know a lot of the people involved in Latinos for Trump. Marco Gutierrez is my friend, and I've been in their homes, and there was a split in that organization early on, and a lot of it just went stratospheric. And then Marco Gutierrez himself has been sidelined. This is the original guy who said, if Hillary wins, there's going to be a taco truck on every corner. He's a lot of fun, and he's a great commentator if you want to have him on. He said that on Fox News, and it went around the world. the rest of the movement, a lot of that movement is involved in these Manchurian candidates, involved with these Cubans, involved with these Cuban Manchurian candidates in Congress, with Marco Rubio and Bob Menendez, and it goes on and on. Who's the other senator from Texas that went to the Marianite University? He's been in office forever, and I think he's going to retire. Cornyn, John Cornyn.
Oh, ultimate uniparty guy.
Total globalist.
Yes.
Cornyn. So we need to understand that as we go into an election, the half of our enemy is in the Republican Party. And there's all of our congressmen are going to go up for election. They have to get reelected every 2 years. I don't think that they're going to be standing up against Greg Abbott. I don't think they're going to be standing up against Pence. My own conservative governors and senators in Iowa are kissing up to Mike Pence. And I'm telling you, Mike Pence is the devil. Now, I told you Mike Pence was Catholic from the very, very beginning. Everybody said, no, 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 no. Well, here's the reality. Do you know that his brother ran in the most expensive election in Indiana history and took over Mike Pence's old seat? Indiana's 6th congressional district. His older brother, George, now holds that seat. And George's son is John Pence. He's in his 30s. There's so many links. You know, he married who was the hot Irish redhead that that Trump got to fight for him in the press room? It's Kellyanne Conway. Her cousin, Giovanna Coia, married John Pence in 2019. So this was getting to the tail end of Trump's presidency and into the last year of the campaign. John Pence was basically running that. Now, his daddy, George Pence, who's the congressman in Indiana today, how much slush money did it take to get him that seat? More than had ever happened in Indiana. And he is Jesuit educated, holds an undergraduate degree from Chicago Loyola Jesuit. So he doesn't pretend to be an Anglican like Mike. His family is very, very deep in this Catholicism, which is the root of the Vox Pop.
Well, let me stop you just there for a second. Hold on. The Jesuits are also behind Reconquista de Azalon. Big time. It's centered out of Chapman University in California. Cal State Fullerton also. So, Sam, you're connecting dots here. I don't even know that you know you're connecting them, but you're connecting dots. In a discussion I had with Paul Preston.
You can get on Vox.com, I believe is the website. Just search the Vox Party. They have an English website. And in that English, here they are. In that English website, they have the Madrid Charter and all the signatories. It's also on Wikipedia. You can go to Wikipedia, go to Madrid Charter, and it will tell you all of the signatories that are known. And I'll tell you who it is. Milei in Argentina. Now remember, he's supposed to be from the right. He's supposed to be against Kirchnerism. He's supposed to build greater ties with America. As the US dollar's failing, he's promised to put the dollar as the currency of Argentina, as the Argentine peso. Is really underwater. It's gone from 17 when I was there 6 years ago, 17 pesos to the dollar, and now the official exchange rate is over 200, and on the black market it's 400 to the dollar. So it's lost all of its value, and this is his big plan. But I'm telling you that I don't trust this guy, that he has all the trappings of a Manchurian candidate, and that he has signed this carta, this Madrid charter letter. And so there's international intrigue coming into Mexico. There's a very strong movement to make Cabeza de Vaca the president of Mexico. And this should not be laughed at because he's got all the money of the CIA behind him. He's got this international organization of the Vox Party in Spain, which, by the way, they're losing their grip in Spain. They won a lot of seats in 2019, and then the election came up this year, 5 years later, 4 years later, and they lost half of their seats. And so they're losing their grip on their own founding nation where they were founded, of Spain. Yet all over the world, they're intermeddling, and they're trying to put forward candidates like they're going to do something good. You know who else signed it? Otto Sulzenheimer. He was the vice president for Lenin Moreno, and he's in the running in the Ecuador election. And now he may actually be boosted forward now that Villavicencio is dead. Many of the conservative voters may say, okay, we don't have that option, but we can vote for Otto Sulzenheimer. And he is, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and he'll represent our values. Well, he is a Trojan horse. He has signed the Madrid Charter. He is a fake conservative.
He's a globalist. He's a globalist.
And yeah. I'm very disturbed that so much of Latinos for Trump has been taken to be Latinos for Pence. You know, some of the very high people, I'll tell you who did it, Bianca Gracia, who's on Mike Adams's channel as a conservative commentator because she's very high up in Latinos for Trump. Cop wife, lives in Pasadena, Texas. I've been in her home. She invited me to a pastor's event that Latinos for Trump was running. And you know who the guest speaker was? A survivor of the Cristeros Wars, which was a Catholic rebellion. It was like the Troubles of Ireland just a few decades before that. And this guy is telling us and telling all these preachers, this is a very good thing. We have to fight for our rights. We have to fight for the right to party. Listen, I confronted the guy publicly, and a lot of those people didn't like it, but I know what they're talking about. I understand that there's this menace, and I don't want to be for Pence. I'm not part of that, and I'm very much against it, and especially now that we know how much the Pence family is involved in sabotaging.
Well, let's go back to the Latinos for Trump. You're saying here to us right now that this movement is being infiltrated. Is that correct?
I'm saying that it was infiltrated 3 and 4 years ago, and that now there's an entire arm of it, which is for Pence, which is for the Cristeros, which is for the Troubles of Northern Ireland, which is for Eduardo Verástegui, who, he's the one who produced this great movie, The Sound of Freedom. But this guy is a victim himself. His whole life, there's homosexual sex tapes of him floating all around Mexico. It's known that he has been a soldier for the Catholic Church, and he's been confronted about it again and again and again. And this is somebody who Donald Trump said, this may be the next president of Mexico, my friend Eduardo Verástegui. He's got all the money behind him. There's an attempt to push him into the presidency. It's unlikely that Cabeza de Vaca or Eduardo Verástegui, either of them, will get the nomination to represent the opposition, what's called the Va por Mexico coalition of the pre-PAN and PRD parties. They will probably go with Xochitl Galvez, I believe. So she'll probably represent those parties. But either of these two, Verástegui or Cabeza de Vaca, are independently strong enough to make a presidential run. And if they cannot uproot AMLO in his own party, at least get the opposition candidate pushed forward. So it's
That means pro-cartel trafficking of all kinds. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. This is spreading. You're saying it's spreading through Latin America. It's crazy. Sam, we're out of time. Man, we opened up a juggernaut here. I mean, we opened up Pandora's box and we barely got into it. But I think we can sum it up by saying this. As I said earlier, as it is above in the United States, it is below. Same forces, same objectives. And we better beware of the assassinations that are coming because we're seeing it happen with the same kinds of people that are doing this in South America. And they're doing it here in America. And you want proof for that, folks? The FBI, why are they investigating these Ecuador assassinations? Sam, tell people how they can follow you.
My main site is gospelgunslingers.com. There you can find the buttons for my Twitter, my YouTube, my worldwide radio show, which airs every Monday. It's a lot more unrestricted. I really get into some fun stuff on there. And Dave, I just want to say thank you for giving me a platform through these years, because as a missionary and as the Lord's ambassador, I've been so many places and seen so many things, and it's very difficult for me to get the word out where I've been, what I've done, and what I've been able to observe. And so I just want to thank you and your audience for doing that and being a proponent of the gospel gunslingers.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, because we ultimately represent the same entity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sam, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to having you back on again.